I experienced the great honor of being welcomed into somebody's home, but I didn't really know the honor that was being given to me because I didn't understand whose home I was going to.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is the fourth Monday of Advent.
Thank you so much again for joining us. We continue on reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons, and he shifts a little attention now onto the Blessed Sacrament.
If worldlings deem it so great a favor to be invited by kings to dwell in their palaces, how much more favored should we esteem ourselves who are admitted to dwell continually with the King of Heaven in his own house? O Lord, I thank thee. How have I deserved this happy lot?
I experienced the great honor of being welcomed into somebody's home, but I didn't really know the honor that was being given to me because I didn't understand whose home I was going to. I like to share with you the time that I stayed at the C.S. Lewis Estates. This happened about 20 years ago. I was on a speaking tour in Ireland. I was with a group of people and we were invited to stay at C.S. Lewis Estates. And I met Mary Gresham, the stepdaughter of C.S. Lewis. I went to this big mansion. We walked in and I knew about C.S. Lewis at that point. It was at the beginning of my faith journey, but I didn't know too much about him. And when we walked in, the first thing that I saw in this big mansion was a big bronze head of a lion. And I'm like, we're going to a Christian home, and there's this big brown bronze head of a lion. And I'm like, what is this? Seemed kind of weird. And then off to the corner, I saw this huge painting of a witch. I'm like, we got a bronze statue of a lion's head, got a big witch over there. I'm thinking this Mary Gresham is into New Age. I had no idea that these were characters from the Narnia series, which C.S. Lewis wrote. I was totally clueless about the Narnia series. And I'm seeing these fictitious pictures all over the house, big paintings of these weird things that just don't fit into my worldview of Christianity. So I was there a week in real ignorance of the Narnia series and C.S. Lewis too. It was only after, a couple years after,
maybe a decade after,
that I realized the rich body of work that C.S. Lewis left, particularly the Narnia series. And all of a sudden I realized, oh, the Narnia series, the bronze head, the witch, it all makes sense. The point, friends, is I didn't appreciate the way I should have my time on the C.S. Lewis Estates. I was there for a week to really appreciate the honor that I had by being allowed to stay there. And so I guess I missed out on an experience. I would have asked way more questions than I actually did. And I think to our experience of the Blessed Sacrament, I think we miss out on the honor of being in the presence of the King when we fail to realize who it is actually there. Mm-hmm. We must remember that the Blessed Sacrament is the real presence of Jesus in our midst. He dwells with us. Why would he dwell with us? Why does he remain? I like to think of it this way. Don't you want to be with the ones you love? And isn't it hard to leave those who you love? I know that when I used to go speaking a lot, now I'm still haven't spoken on the road for almost 2 years. But I leave a lot from home. I'd jump on the plane. Sometimes many times in a week I would have these flights. I'd be flying all over North America, doing parish missions, which I really enjoyed. But there was always this tear in my heart because I know I'm leaving Janelle and the kids. And there was nothing more exciting than coming off that plane, going into the airport, and at the gate, Janelle and the kids there. And they're running up to me and putting their arms around me as right at the entrance of coming into the public area. It was always a real wonderful highlight of that reunion. And I think why? Well, because of love. And how much delight we bring to the heart of Jesus when we go visit him in the Blessed Sacrament. It's a reunion for him, for the one who he loves. In fact, the whole reason that he's there is he's hoping that we come and visit him and spend time with him. Friends, I don't think we really understand the gift that we've been given in the Blessed Sacrament. And I like to think that Jesus loved us so much that he could not leave our presence and so decided to remain with us in a special way in the sacrament.
Reflect also that though it be true that your parents have loved you for many years with some tenderness, God loved you long before and with far greater love. Your parents have loved for 20 or 30 years or more, but God has loved you from all eternity. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Your parents have, it is true, been at some expense for your welfare and suffered on your account, but Jesus Christ shed all his blood and gave his life for you. St. Alphonsus was speaking in light of the religious because, you know, obviously they have to step away from family. And I think even in, you know, as a married couple in the world, we also need to have, just understand the right order of things. Because I think sometimes people get so distraught.
Did you hear that? Child screaming.
We get so distraught over our children. That was timely. You know, worried about them. But I think it's important to remember that Christ loves them far more than we ever could. And so what better place than to place them in the hands of Jesus where he can care for them? Because we are imperfect parents, but he is not. O great Son of God, thou hast become man in order to make thyself loved by men. But where is the love that men bear to thee? Thou hast given thy blood and thy life to save our souls. Why then are we so unthankful towards thee, that instead of loving thee, we treat thee with so much ingratitude and contempt? I often think about this, you know, and I know that I show much ingratitude for all that God has given to me. But even during this time of Advent, you know, you see Christmas stuff everywhere in all the stores. But you know how difficult it is for me to find a Christian Christmas card in a secular store? And isn't Christ the reason for this entire season? And yet you can't find him anywhere unless you go to a specialty shop where they sell religious items. Right now is a really important time for Christians to take up space. I heard another speaker say this. We need to take up space. You have the opportunity right now to put a nativity scene on your front step. You have the opportunity to say Merry Christmas, which includes the name of Christ in it. So why don't we do these things? We need to make Christ known more so than ever during this time of the year because I guess it's socially acceptable. Let us consider the immense love which God shows us in becoming man in order to procure us eternal life. Our first parent, Adam, having sinned and rebelled against God, was driven out of paradise and condemned to everlasting death with all his descendants. But behold the Son of God, who seeing man thus lost, in order to deliver him from death, offers to take upon himself human flesh and to die condemned as a malefactor upon the cross.
What is the default position of mankind? Our default position is damnation, not salvation. That's how we come into the world. That is the starting point of our life. How often do you hear that? Our starting point is damnation. We are not in union with God. So St. Alphonsus just goes right back to the very reason why Jesus Christ came into this world. This is what we are celebrating on the Feast of the Nativity that we're preparing our hearts for. God initiating or finishing that salvation plan by giving us his son Jesus. Now here's a great example of mental prayer now, because St. Alphonsus then writes these words and then he uses his imagination and writes out a conversation with God the Father and Jesus. So in St. Alphonsus' mental prayer, he sees God the Father speaking to the Son, Jesus, and the Father says, Son, you're going to suffer in order to save people. You're going to be born into a cave. You're going to be placed in a manger, and then you're going to have to flee in the middle of the night to Egypt. You're going to live a life of poverty. You're never going to be rich, and then you're going to give up your life on the cross. So St. Alphonsus imagines this conversation, and then he imagines Jesus saying this back to God the Father.
Father, all this matters not, replies the Son. I am content with enduring all, provided man is saved.
This is the heart of Jesus. He is content with enduring all in order to save us. I thought this was worth mentioning, one, because it highlights mental prayer and a great example of that. But number two, more importantly, you are loved. You are loved by God eternally. Friends, thanks for watching. Please comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why. Rosary's going to be right up there. And we'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.